475-3676. We hope to see you soon.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Come on, tell somebody, you can't please God without faith. Tell somebody else the same thing. Look around behind you, telling them the same thing. You either. Now one of us, hear what I said, now one of us can please God without faith. You better stir yourself up. I said, you better stir up your faith. Tell somebody, you got faith too. You see, it's not the amount of faith, it's the quality of faith. Lord, increase our faith. The Lord said, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed. It's not the amount, it's the quality. And to every man, according to the word of God, unto every man has been given the measure of faith. You got enough faith to do everything God needs you to do, wants you to do, has destined you to do, has assigned you to do. You have enough faith for your assignment. That's why we must stay in our grace. Stay in your grace. All right. If we trust God and follow him as he leads us, he's going to lead you away from lack. God will lead you away from lack and insufficiency. Yes, he will. And he's going to lead you into the life we're talking about, the abundant life, the Zoe life. Sometimes our thinking patterns are wrong. We just think in money. But before God puts cha-ching in your pocket, he's going to put character in your spirit and mold your soul into a vessel that's not a leaking vessel. All right? So, having said all of that, let's take a look at some of the characteristics of the soul that prospers. And I'm not talking of, these characteristics are every day. Not just when the check came in. Not just when the devil stopped being so busy. These characteristics are characteristics that we are to live and move and have our being in. This is who we are to be. And the first one I want to emphasize in Isaiah chapter 26, if you'll get that on the screen for me. In verse number 3, the soul that prospers, number 1, is saturated with peace. When your soul prospers, understand now, this is not just some passive feeling that as soon as you leave here, you know it ain't going home with you. It was just for the service. No. And this is where you need to get a clue. You better stop letting the devil steal from you. Stop letting people, stop letting your past, stop letting the environment steal your peace. Isaiah 26 and 3. Thou wilt keep him. Somebody say keep. Say God is a keeper. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. Next verse. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind, see, that mind has to do with your soul. Whose mind is stayed, focused, fixed, saturated with the Spirit and not the world, with the solution, not the problem. Amen. Thou will keep him in perfect peace. The soul that prospers, and I'm not talking about the superficial peace that you have when the boss stops fussing at you. Now, I'm talking about the peace you had when he was still fussing. It's a supernatural peace. Jesus said, my peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives. In other words, Jesus gives us a peace. And you know what? No matter how confused, frustrated, oppressed your mind can get at different times, you still have this peace. You just have to locate it and allow your soul to come into it because it's yours. The world doesn't have it. They'll never have it. The only place it is found is in Christ. That's the only place it is found. Not in religion. Not even in getting gain. It's a peace the world does not have and cannot give, and it can't take. You have to let it go. It can't take it. You have to give it up. Tell somebody it's worth fighting for. See, the word in Hebrews says, let us labor to enter into that rest. That peace. There's a labor involved. It ain't just going to happen by you just sitting. No, sometimes you have to arrest that imagination, that conscience. You got to cast down them words that have been said. You got to stop, not listen to that, not look at that. Why? Because I'm not letting it steal my peace. Sometimes you have to hold your peace. Remember how we worked that, you know, that song, if I hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battle. When it's talking about holding your peace, it's not just talking about just shutting up. Well, I'm just going to hold my peace. Well, that's part of it. Because some people cannot say anything and their blood pressure went up to almost 200. You know, they're boiling. No. If I hold my peace. See, there's a place in God when no storm, no news, not how bad it is, how evil it is, where that there's an anchor that holds. See, it's only in God. It's only in Christ. When Jesus was on trial and the angry mob, he was standing there with Pilate, and the angry mob was saying, crucify him, crucify him. And then Pilate went and washed his hands and said, his blood, my hands are clean of this man's blood. And they said, Let his blood be on our hands and upon the hands of our children. That's what they said. But what happened? The peace that was on Jesus flipped the script. The guilt they were trying to put on him. The condemnation they were trying to put on him. The peace just deflected it. Let his blood be on our hands. And it is until today. They still don't think the Messiah has come. They'll be saved in the end. Look at the tragic history of the nation down through the years. So peace is our portion. Do an extensive study of peace throughout the scriptures. Word of God tells us, let the peace of God rule. See, there's one of the measurements right there. How do I know I've grown? How do I know I have a victory in a certain area? Because I've got peace. Yeah, I hadn't gotten word yet. Pressure's still on. Battle's still raging. But for some odd reason, I got peace. I got a deep assurance that it is well with my soul. What? Your soul has prospered in God, and that's an indication. Remember when Noah sent the dove out? And take this principle. When he sent the raven out, the raven didn't come back. Yeah, plenty to eat. Had no reason going back. He's a dirty bird, a bird that just, you know, eat anything almost. They don't even feed their young, I understand. But when the dove went out, the dove found no rest. He found no rest. So he came back. He sent him out again. You know the story. He brought back an olive branch. Kept him another 7 days, sent him out again, and he didn't come back because evidently he found rest. The indication of transition in God. I'm talking about true transition. Stuff that carries impact. Stuff that is life-changing. One characteristic is peace. Let the peace of God rule. You know what? Your sight in the spirit will become much more keen when you live with peace in your mind. Sometimes judgment is off because you don't have peace. Jesus was governed, ruled, insulated, guarded, guided by peace. To where a person in a crowd could touch the hem of his garment and he know someone touched him. Someone released faith. Out of all the thousands of people hollering and lauding Jesus, he could hear Bartimaeus and the cry of faith. You become keen.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.